Ciao Fabri, welcome back in our podcast. Busy week, many things are happening, so we jump in all the news. First of all, let's remember to download the socials app, send us your questions. We're going to answer today as well your questions. As every week, we answer your question section. Here we talk and Fabrizio will answer some of the questions that you send. Let's start with Jules Koundé and Kimpembe. What's the situation?
Yes, guys, many things happening with center backs, and we will be into it with the center back domino. But I want to start with Jules Koundé, especially because there is the feeling that we have a new Rafinha story with Jules Koundé. And this is important because at the moment, what's going on is that the player, through his agent, has already discussed personal terms and contract with Barcelona. The player would be really keen on joining Barcelona with Xavi, who is really pushing and pushing to have Koundé as new center back. So this is the situation with Barca, but there is still no agreement in place between Barcelona and Sevilla. Sevilla are waiting for an official bid from Barcelona since a long time, but Sevilla received a proposal from Chelsea, a verbal proposal in the last 24 hours, verbal approach with a proposal of 50 million euros plus add-ons to a potential package of 55, 57 million euros. At the moment, it's a no from Sevilla to Chelsea because, as always said here, Sevilla want 65 million euros for Jules Koundé. So let's see what happens with Chelsea, if Chelsea would submit a new proposal. But on player side, they are still discussing also with Barcelona. Koundé is speaking with both clubs, but Barca are tempting with Xavi. Chelsea are discussing with Sevilla. And so we have a new big fight on the market between Barca and Chelsea in this case for Jules Koundé. For Kimpembe, negotiations ongoing between Chelsea and Paris Saint-Germain. Still no agreement on the fee because Chelsea want to spend around 50 million euros. Paris Saint-Germain wanted around 65 million euros for Kimpembe. So as of now, we still have to wait to understand if Kimpembe will leave PSG or not.
Bayern Munich revolution. Most importantly, they signed Matthijs de Ligt. Was a big, big signing for the summer.
Yes, top signing. And it's a real revolution for Bayern because they signed Mazraoui, they signed Gravenberg, of course, Sadio Mane, and now Matthijs de Ligt. They are investing money on many different positions. Of course, they lost Robert Lewandowski. It's been the breaking news of the last week with Lewandowski joining Barcelona. And congrats again to Barca because it's an incredible signing for 45 million euros plus 5 million euros in add-ons. But Bayern already invested that money on De Ligt. Is going to be a 70 million euros guaranteed deal plus 10 million euros in add-ons. De Ligt signed this contract in the morning, so De Ligt is new Bayern player. Now, what's going on? For the striker, Bayern are still looking at the market. And let's keep it open, because I think that Bayern are exploring options. So it's not over for Bayern on the market after selling Lewandowski, discussing about strikers. And discussing about midfielders. There's been a new injury for Goretzka. This means that Bayern could explore the market for a new midfielder. And I'm told that the name is still Konrad Laimer. They want Laimer. They are working on it since beginning of May. Now there are negotiations ongoing between Bayern and Leipzig for a new proposal that will come in the next days. And so Bayern are on it. They want Laimer. They have an agreement with Laimer, who is out of contract next summer with Leipzig. Nagelsmann is obsessed with Laimer. And so work in progress because Laimer could be the next one for Bayern.
Talking about center backs, domino, as you said before, as we speak, everything is happening in Italy for Gelson Bremer, an important player, Torino player between Inter and Juventus. And there are so many center backs that we're going to discuss in the next weeks.
Yes, so many. So Bremer, at the moment, there is this bidding war between Inter and Juventus. Inter have an agreement with Bremer on personal terms since December, January. So Inter have always been leading the race for Bremer. But what happened? They had a meeting yesterday with Torino and they didn't reach final agreement with Torino. Juventus received the money of Matthijs de Ligt, and so they are now prepared to invest big money on Gleison Bremer. They submitted, while we're speaking, a bid for 40 million euros plus 7 million euros add-ons for Bremer. And Inter bid is lower. It's 30 million euros plus Casadei, a young talent who would be included in the negotiation. So this is the situation at the moment for Bremer, who is getting closer to join Juventus. But many centre-backs, guys, will be part of the conversation in the next days. Let me mention the situation of Milan Skriniar, because if Inter are not signing Bremer, it could be complicated for PSG to find an agreement with Inter for Milan Skriniar, at least for 50 million euros. Inter want way more than this. So let's see what happens with Skriniar. Let's see what happens also with Gvardiol, Leipzig centre-back, because Chelsea have always been interested in him. He was in the list at Man City, but then at the end they decided to keep Nathan Ake and not selling him to Chelsea. So many things happening with centre-backs. Also, many, many clubs, Kane or Gabriel Magalhães, is not going to be an easy one because Arsenal have no intention to sell him, but many clubs are tracking this deal. And keep an eye on this centre-back domino, also on Pau Torres, because he's always been in the list at Chelsea, not as priority, but always been in the list. Let's see what happens with Juventus. They are now negotiating with Bremer. And let's see what happens also with Arsenal for Pau Torres, because in case some top club will arrive for Gabriel, could be an option for Arsenal. So many clubs in contact for Pau Torres, but still nothing close.
One of the questions from our socials listeners about Frankie de Jong's situation.
Yes, it's still the same, guys. I know that our friends from Barcelona, from Manchester, are waiting for updates, but unfortunately, guys, still nothing new. At the moment, it's still the same. There is an agreement between Manchester United and Barcelona, 75 million euros plus 10 million euros in add-ons. So between clubs, everything is ready. Everything is absolutely ready between Manchester United and Barca. If tomorrow morning the player changes mind and says, okay, I'm going to Manchester United, the deal is ready between clubs, but not on player side, because as of now, Frankie de Jong is still convinced that he wants to stay at Barcelona. So this is the situation. We have to wait for the player. It's up to Frankie. Let me say that Bernardo Silva, together with Koundé, after Lewandowski, Kessié, Christensen and Rafinha, is the next top target for Barcelona. Let me mention that Jorge Mendes is on this one too, as he was with Koundé. So he's on everything at the moment on the market. But Bernardo Silva proposal, and it doesn't mean that will be a deal because Man City hope to keep Bernardo, depends on Frankie de Jong. So Barca will go for Bernardo only in case they will sell Frankie, but this is the situation since June. It's not something new.
Zinchenko is very close to join Arsenal, and that means that Cucurella might go to Man City soon. What are the updates?
Yes. This is the idea. Then we have to see what happens between Man City and Brighton, because the negotiation is not so easy for Cucurella, but for Zinchenko it's a done deal. So Zinchenko will be a new Arsenal player. There is an agreement. The player could leave Man City training camp today to join Arsenal to have his medical, sign a contract. It will be a four-year deal, £30 million plus add-ons for Zinchenko to join Arsenal. Arteta, obsessed with him, convinced that he's a really key player for the project. And so it's done between Arsenal and Man City for Zinchenko. For Cucurella, now discussions will restart between Man City and Brighton. Let me say that the rumors around Cucurella have always been that Brighton will ask around 55, 60 million for Cucurella. I don't see Man City paying that money. They will negotiate. They will try with different kind of proposal. So let's wait for Zinchenko to be signed, and then Cucurella will be the next top target for Pep Guardiola.
Another question from our socials listener. Is Ronaldo staying at Man United? The question of the questions.
At the moment, the situation is still, it's like Frankie de Jong. It's still the same. They're waiting to find a way. They're waiting to understand, maybe on Man United side, if they can change Cristiano's mind. Erik ten Hag has been pretty clear always when he spoke about Cristiano. He always said he's not for sale. He stays here. I want him to be part of the team. But behind the scenes, Erik ten Hag is waiting to have a new conversation with Cristiano, because the last one was before this issue. So he's waiting to meet with Cristiano to discuss about the project, to make Cristiano feel important in Manchester United project. So let's see what will happen between Cristiano and Erik ten Hag, between Cristiano and Manchester United board. But at the moment, Jorge Mendes, the agent of Cristiano, is still working around Europe to find solutions. He spoke to Chelsea, but at the moment, Thomas Tuchel is still saying no to Cristiano Ronaldo. So Chelsea are not keen on this deal. Bayern, they stated in public with Nagelsmann, with Kahn, with Salihamidžić, that they are not interested. Let's see if Mendes will push again, because I'm sure that Mendes will try again also with Bayern, but at the moment it's a no. Let's see what happens also with other clubs, but at the moment it's really slow, the situation around Cristiano Ronaldo.
Lucas Paquetá, a lot of rumors about this player. What's happening for him?
Yes, I think this one is one to watch in the coming weeks. Lucas Paquetá, because the player really wants to try an experience in Premier League. He's really tempted by Premier League. He's convinced that Premier League could be the perfect league for him after playing in Brazil, of course, and then in Serie A and in Ligue 1. So Paquetá is tempted by this possibility. Let's see what happens with the English clubs, because it's true that Arsenal always had good connection. We know that the director is Brazilian, but at the moment there is still no bid from Arsenal for Lucas Paquetá. There is no bid, there is no negotiation. So let's see if Arsenal will decide in the coming weeks to jump into it or not. Newcastle have always been in good relationship with people close to Paquetá, but at the moment still no bid. I can say that the president of Lyon, Ola, wants around 65 million for Paquetá, but the deal could include the bids. So let's see what happens in August, because sometimes the price changes on the market when time is running up.
Another question from socials listeners. Conor Gallagher, future.
Yes, Conor Gallagher, of course, is one of the top talents in the Chelsea team, and together with Armando Broja, Colwill, Gilmour, Chelsea have to decide on many of their players. At the moment, it's true that there is a lot of interest around Conor Gallagher, many big clubs in the Premier League. But Thomas Tuchel still wants to check him, to work with him in this preseason, and then to decide with Conor Gallagher. Armando Broja is pushing to go to West Ham. West Ham submitted a proposal on Monday. It was a proposal for £30 million package for Armando Broja, but still no green light from Chelsea while we are speaking. So we have to wait a bit and see what Chelsea will decide. But Broja wants West Ham move. Levi Colwill, Everton interested, Southampton interested. Frank Lampard is a big fan of this guy and of Billy Gilmour, who is another talent who could leave Chelsea this summer. And so let's see what happens with centre-backs, because if Chelsea will sign two more centre-backs, Colwill will go. And let's see what happens with Gilmour.
Free agents. One of the biggest names has finally found the club, and it's Paulo Dybala, who joined Roma.
Yes, and this is a very big one. I think we have to say congrats to Roma and to Jose Mourinho, because they did a really fantastic job. And Paulo Dybala is a huge signing, contract signed until June 2025. We were waiting for the official statement, but it's done. Dybala joins Roma. Many free agents still on the market, important players. Vecino could join the other Roma side, Lazio, because there are negotiations. Matias Vecino, former Inter player. And then strikers, guys. Many of you asking about Edinson Cavani. You remember that in February I told you he wants La Liga move, because Cavani wants to complete his European tour after Italy, France, England. It's now time for him to go to La Liga. And it's true that Villarreal are negotiating with Cavani. So there are discussions ongoing between Cavani and Villarreal, but still waiting to approve the deal and see what happens with the other strikers they have in the team. So Unai Emery would love to have Cavani, but they are still working on it. Luis Suarez, let's see what happens, guys. Many of you asking on many clubs. It's not true that AC Milan are working to sign him, but Luis Suarez has many proposals. And so I think in a few days we will know more about it.
Another question from Socios is about Lukaku. What's going to happen at the end of the year with Lukaku at Inter?
Good question. The feeling around Lukaku, of course, now they agreed for one season loan, so at the moment they are focusing on the present, not on the future. But the feeling around Lukaku is that it's over with Chelsea. So it's really possible that next summer Inter and Chelsea will sit together and will negotiate for Romelu Lukaku to stay at Inter long term, let's say for one more season deal, or maybe for a permanent deal. We still don't know what happens next summer. It also depends on the player performances, of course. But at the moment, the feeling is Lukaku wants to stay in Inter and is not planning to come back at Chelsea.
Let's focus on this summer and let's move into the quick fires. First, from Socios again, backup of Vlahovic at Juventus.
Allegri wants Morata. Now, Juventus are busy with Bremer, but Allegri wants Alvaro Morata again. Would be the third comeback for Alvaro Morata at Juventus. So let's see if it will happen. Atletico Madrid are waiting for an official bid, but Morata is the player wanted by Massimiliano Allegri.
Brian Brobbey.
Brian Brobbey one step away from joining Ajax. And let me say congrats to Ajax, because it's true that Lisandro Martinez joined Manchester United, and they lost many players, Gravenberch, Mazraoui, but they are signing Francisco Conceição. They are signing Basse, a centre-back, very good deal for €22 million plus add-ons. And now Brian Brobbey is set to come back. There is an agreement really close between Ajax and Leipzig. They are negotiating also today, and so work in progress for Brobbey to Ajax.
Spence.
Jed Spence is finally officially new Tottenham player. They announced it today after long conversation. Everything is done for £12 million plus add-ons to potential package around £20 million. And so Spence joins Spurs' sixth signing for Fabio Paratici, who is in Milano today, here in Italy, to discuss also with AC Milan about Tanganga, who could go to AC Milan on loan.
Jonathan Klaus.
Jonathan Klaus to Marseille is a done deal. Today he will undergo medical test and sign the contract. It was an exclusive news few days ago, and now it's completed. So Marseille are signing Klaus. Also Luis Suarez, not the Uruguayan, but the Colombian from Granada. Today he's in Marseille with his agents to sign the contract. And so Olympique Marseille with Igor Tudor, of course Pablo Longoria, and Javier Ribalta are moving.
De Ketelaer.
AC Milan board Maldini and Massara tomorrow in Bruges, in Belgium, to negotiate with Club Bruges for Charles De Ketelaer. We know that Leeds tried to sign this boy, but he wants to join AC Milan. He wants Champions League football. And so Milan tomorrow will submit a new proposal. It will be more than €30 million for De Ketelaer. And so this mission could be the final one. And then we could see Charles De Ketelaer to become a new AC Milan player.
Nico Tagliafico.
I wanted to clarify on Tagliafico, nothing agreed yet with Lyon. It's true that Lyon submitted a proposal. It's true that Lyon are pushing and they want Tagliafico, and they are ready to reach an agreement with Ajax for €4 million. But on player side, still no green light. So we have to wait a bit and see what Tagliafico will decide. But he knows that Lyon are pushing.
Zach Sturge.
He will be a new talent for Chelsea, because Chelsea signed Omari Hutchinson from Arsenal a few days ago. Really interesting talent. And a really surprising move. In this case, it's a confirmed news for Zach Sturge, who is joining Chelsea from Brighton on a free transfer.
Denayer.
We started with Bremer, who is really close to join Juventus in this bidding war with Inter, and we finished with Torino, because from what I'm told, Jason De Nayer has very good chances to become the replacement of Bremer at Torino. He's now available on a free transfer, former Manchester City centre-back, attracted an interest also from Trabzonspor, but is now close to join Torino.
Thank you, Fabri. Talk to you next week. Ciao.
Ciao, guys.